My name's Alicia Keithley, and today is November 9th, 2022, and I am talking with Milo at Phoenix Rising. And if you want to introduce yourself, let me know your name, your age, and how long you've been with your mentors.
Hey, my name is Milo. I am 20 years old, and I've been with my mentors since March of last year, or this year.
So how did you hear about Stand in the Gap?
I heard it from you, actually you.
Yes. Was it one day that I came up here, or like?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe so. It's about like, how can we make like, I believe like the food better here, or what we think about the food. I remember us talking about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what made you interested in getting mentors?
Let's see. Honestly, I just needed things to do and also needed to be guided in the right direction. So at first I was a little bit hesitant, but ever since March, it always been great. They helped me get like glasses,
which
they
I love.
Helped me, you know, they helped me do like a lot of things, and they're helping me right now get my driver's license. So I can't wait for that.
That's one thing that I was not worried, but like they're teaching, like actually teaching you how to drive. Mm-hmm. And how many times have you guys been able to drive?
Ever since June. So I'll say we tried to once every 2 weeks.
You guys go driving?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you guys drive at?
We usually drive in like an open area, or like an area where it has like zero to no cars. But the last couple times we actually went to TU, and there's in the back of TU, there's this big old parking lot that you can actually drive in, and it's kind of circle around some areas. So it was pretty fun.
Okay, that's amazing. So tell me a little bit about you. Like, I know you went to Sequoia,
mm-hmm.
because Miss Potts and I, like, we see each other every Friday, and so she loves you. But you went to Sequoia, but like, did you grow up here the whole time, or like, where'd you go?
Somewhat. Okay, so I'm really from Los Angeles, California, and some things happened between me turning 5 and turning 6 that I was adopted by my auntie. I'd rather not say what it is.
Yeah.
But ever since I was, say, 6 going on 7, so for about, I'm going to say like 14 years, I've been here in Tulsa, living with my auntie and my uncle. I went to Sequoia, so Phoenix Rising I go to now used to be Sequoia, and I was here maybe between pre-K through, I think, third grade, and then Sequoia transfer, I forgot what street it is, but I graduated from Sequoia, and then I went to McLean High School, which didn't really work out for me. I maybe stayed there between 7th grade and sophomore. And then I dropped out, which was a big mistake, I believe. But then I'll say I got my life back together. And then I'll say my case manager at the time, her name is Kendra. She invited me to come to Phoenix Rising, and I loved it ever since.
I love Phoenix. No, I love that. So whenever we first met, what has been the difference between like having mentors and where you're at now, like before mentors, mm-hmm. and where you're at now?
My trust issues has gone up. Like I can trust more people, because I used to have a trust problem.
Do you still have a trust problem?
Not as much as I used to. It's not as strong. It's like, see, I still need to know you to trust you, but it's not like, okay. All right.
Everybody's bad. Like, right. That's how, like, I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
Yeah. I go out more. I used to just, like, you know, stay in the house because I had, like, either no one to talk to or no one to go out with. Either I'll stay in the house or I'll just play basketball. But I just been doing, like, a lot of things ever since I had my mentors, and it's been awesome.
They're amazing. What's one thing? Because I remember when we first met, you weren't sure. And then I remember you telling me, you were like, I didn't realize they were going to be this cool. Like, what is
it?
Do you remember that?
It was having 4 of them at the same time. Because I had mentors before, but the most I had was 2.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at first I was like, wait, all 4 of them? That's why I was a little bit hesitant. But all 4 of them is like equally cool, you know. And then they treat me with respect. They always calling, asking, like, you know, what I'm doing, how I feel and stuff. And I was trying to be there for me, so it's always been great.
That's amazing. I love them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's been one of, like, the favorite things that you've done with them?
We did a couple of things. I remember us going frisbee golfing, which was really cool.
Do really bad at that.
Yeah, I did bad too. And then I remember, because even though it's four, or technically five of us, we all never got together ever since we kind of started, because at least one out of the four is always busy. But I remember this one time we all four got together to play basketball, and it was really cool. And
are they good at basketball?
Two out of the four is.
I would do. I'm not good with sports, and so, like, anytime you say something, I'm like, I would mess that up. Yep. Nope.
But it was really fun though, because I invited a couple of my friends too, and then they invited their family, so that was really fun.
Oh, you got to meet their families?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep. I actually work for one of them too, so that's really cool.
Okay, so what are you doing with them, work wise?
He just having me do, like, moving some furniture, and I think the week after, I think he needed help from a friend's house moving some stuff into, like, a U-Haul, because his friend was moving, and they need some extra hands, so I said, okay, you know, I'll help.
That's amazing. I love that so much. So how do you feel about everything right now? Like, I know you said your trust has gone up, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, your outlook on other things as well? Like, they're teaching you how to drive. Like, what else?
Yeah. They're teaching me how to drive, and it's kind of funny because I go to this one program, which is called the Terrence Crusher Foundation.
Yep, Terrence Crusher Foundation.
And I guess if you would have asked me to go to it maybe like a year, I'm going to say like a year ago. I'll say maybe 2 years ago, then I probably would have said no. But talking to them actually gave me confidence in talking to other people.
Well, and you're really good at that. Mm-hmm. You really are.
Yeah, because I would say that it's like talking to other people, it's like it's not hard, but sometimes I might mess up, or maybe I might be like a little bit nervous. But just being around them showed me it's like it's nothing to really be nervous about, because a lot of people are just gonna mess up, you know, and that's just the way it has to be sometimes. But as long as you can bounce back from that and still learn from it and practice, then, you know, then it will be good.
Yeah,
so yeah,
that's amazing. That's the thing about you. Like, there's a lot inside of you that I don't even think you realize you have, but I'm glad that you're realizing that. So that's really cool. No, I love that. Okay, so at Standing the Gap, we're all about building a legacy of hope that lasts for generations. If you could talk to future generations of your family, what would you tell them about your life and, like, how it has changed and what you hope for them? I know you're 20, there's a lot inside of you. But, like, what would you say if you could?
One of my biggest things that I wasn't, like, used to or I never did was talk to other people. Like, talk to them either if I was feeling down, mad, or just angry at anything. Because usually I just keep it inside.
You bottle it up. Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the biggest regrets, or that's one of the biggest mistakes that you can make for such a long time. Because, yeah, people don't like to tell people other things. And I get it. I'm not, like, the type of person to tell everything that I know. But if I know that something is going to bother me, if I know that something was going to bother me, then I will go talk to somebody. Because if you talk to somebody, then that would actually, like, really help the situation. That would help them express things more, and that would help them not feel, I guess, alone, or don't want to, like I said, have trust issues. So they can be like, okay, you know what, at least I can trust that person.
Yeah. Because
some of my family I can't even talk to like I want to. But now I guess I can talk to, like, quite a lot of people since they trust me and I trust them. So the thing that I'll tell them is don't be afraid to talk about your feelings to other people, you know. And it doesn't have to be a family member. It can just be someone
right.
that you know or you trust. So, yep.
I love that. Last question. If you could sum up your experience with your mentors in one word, what would it be?
Awesome, great, and blessed. Even though the best three.
It's okay. I love that. I'm super proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, and I can't tell you that enough, because you're still coming, like, but you're coming mm-hmm. so far. Like, the fact that you can trust, that just makes me so happy, because that's a big step that most people struggle with. And the fact that you've been able to experience having people in your life that you can talk to, like, genuinely mm-hmm. is a big deal. And great. So that's really, really cool. Do you have anything else?
No, just thank you. Because without you, I wouldn't have met them. So thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And mm-hmm. I'm very thankful, because I know after a year, even though the year's almost over, which is crazy,
mm-hmm.
they're still going to be there. Like, it's not right. just a year. Like, mm-hmm. it's technically a year, but really they're right. going to be here forever. So, okay, mm-hmm. I'll stop this. Hold on.
Yep.